Welcome to the Stain Gang Podcast as we talk about Midwestern State Tennis with Luis Diaz, who's in his first season as the head coach here at Midwestern State after being a stalwart as a player on the men's team for a couple of seasons and, of course, came to Midwestern State from St. Edward, so has a lot of experience in the Lone Star Conference. How's the first season going for you as the head coach? Is it what you thought it would be? Is it different than you thought it would be?
It's been great so far. One of the main things I would tell everyone at the start of the season was I'm trying not to mess up too much my first year, you know, like one of my main goals is not getting in a trip and not have hotel reservations or any of that stuff. So nothing of that kind has happened yet.
Yeah, that's probably a part of the job a lot of people don't even think about is all the administrative duties that you have, and you're your own travel secretary when it comes to tennis.
Yes, but I'm getting a lot of help from like people in the office, from Sherry, from Vinny, from Kyle, from Amanda. Like it's great.
People are no help whatsoever.
I know.
I'm just kidding.
They're great, and yeah, I mean, they're big thanks to them, because if not, I would have messed up a couple of times already.
Well, here you are in your first season, and the women's team is ranked number 5 in the nation, and you've followed a little bit in the footsteps of Scott Lynn, and that they haven't played a cupcake schedule by any stretch of the imagination. No. I think you've already played 3 of the top 6 teams in the nation so far. So what's your evaluation of the women's team at this point?
Yeah, that was one of the big challenges as my first year coaching a women's team to start with, and then obviously a very successful women's team. And
national semifinalist a year ago.
Yeah, the last 2 seasons, that's right. And the main thing that goes with it is the team that was very successful the last 2 years, majority of the players have left because of, you know, graduation. And so it was a big challenge, you know, knowing that we obviously have the talent, because Coach Lynn made sure that he was recruiting the right talent. So big thanks to him as well. But, you know, it's about building a new team with new players. I mean, the leaders that were here last year, they're doing a great job, even though they're still really young. Camila, Alessia, Hattie, also great help from Celine, even though she's new. She's a great player. She played for Idaho.
She came from a Division I program in Idaho, and she's got herself up to number 3 in Division II now in singles.
That's right, yeah.
What kind of game does she have? And it's got to be nice to put her at number 1 every duel.
Her game is not easy to talk about for me. I don't know if you've watched her play, but she is. I've told her a couple of times, if she ever was to go to an academy in Spain, she would get kicked out the first day. because her game is like, yeah, it's hard to coach, because when she's winning, she's still doing things that, from my tennis understanding, it's like there's so many red flags right there. So then when she gets into a little bit of a tough situation in a match, it's like, you know, when you're winning, you're doing these things. Now you're not doing so well. You know, it's hard to approach, but I mean, she's great. She has great composure on the court. She has a lot of experience. She's really smart on the court, very, very smart on the court. And she has a great backhand. She has played, I don't know how many, 3, because one of the concerns with her was her health. She came from an injury. 2 injuries, actually, but she's played, I don't know how many, 3 sets in the last 2 weeks,
right?
Winning most of them, and always ready the next day, always ready the next day. So it's really great learning from the other girls, for myself, and I mean, it's great. You know, she's bought into the culture, even though she's only here for a year as a player, and she's leading the team on the court and off the court, so it's great.
And Amelia George, who's another newcomer for you, she's also played in a lot of tight matches. She played a couple of really tight 3-set matches this past week.
Amy, she's doing great. I was lucky to meet her before I got here this summer in Dallas, when she had already committed, and I was, you know, I was doing some other work in Dallas this summer, this last year, and I was watching a tournament, and they told me, like, well, these 2 sisters, because her sister also, she's a great player as well, they were going to play the tournament, and they're like, we're pretty sure she is playing at MSU next year, so she might be she's one of your players. And yeah, and she, I met her family, I watched her play for the first time, great player, not only a great player, but she's also a great person. Like, she loves to be coached, she's very coachable, she's always leaving everything on the court. Actually, on Saturday, she had a really, really tough match. She left it all on the court. She won 7-5 in the third against a good player. And, you know, then Sunday, that's why she had really nothing left. And, you know, we're talking about those things, what to do better next time. She's young. She'll learn from it, how she can prepare better, how she can recover better. But, you know, she's great. All the players are doing great. One of the only challenges this year is the numbers that we have. We don't have a big roster.
There's not a lot of depth on the team right now.
Yeah, so that's the challenge. They're doing a great job in doubles, which has also been a concern at times in the women's team.
You're getting a step ahead of me. Okay. I was just about to ask you about doubles. It's got to be kind of nice to fill out the lineup card because it's sports. Anything can happen, but you got to feel confident that you're going to win two of those three.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, doubles is just 1 point out of seven that you need. But I mean, again, tight matches, it's what's going to make a difference. And
it's also the first point. So there's something to getting momentum in the duel, isn't there?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, and myself talking as a player, is not the same stepping into singles, knowing that the team has to win three as going into a tough match, knowing that you need to win four out of six, you know? So, I mean, obviously the goal is always to win every match. But they're doing a great job in doubles. I mean, Emmy and Kami, they won the regional, and they did a really good job in nationals in the fall. They're not playing together anymore.
I was going to say, and then you split them up.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, we tried some stuff up, and, you know, we thought that, you know, Camila, the way she's playing, the way she is so confident in doubles, she could partner up with a couple other players and still do a good job. Like, she's playing with Jasmine, who she is really great from the baseline, and she's very confident moving up to the net as well. And they're playing great together. I don't think they've lost yet.
No, I don't think so.
So they're doing great. I think
Camille's got one loss, singles, doubles combined.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's off to a great start. Mm-hmm. And I know you were around the team a little bit last year, but how much has she improved from last year when she was a good player? I think playing basically five or six last year. She's playing line three for you this year.
And she could be playing higher, quite honestly. It's just we're lucky to have great talent. And, you know, but she's doing a great job, and not just on the court, but off the court. And she's young. I mean, she's just a sophomore. And it's not easy for her because last year she went from a really experienced team with a lot of seniors, a lot of leaders, people that had done it for 3-4 years already. So I'm not going to say it was easy for her, but she was, you know, she just had
right.
to follow.
Yeah. Yep.
And this year, you know, she goes from black to white.
She's one of the leaders on the team, right?
And she's doing great, and we talked about it, and you know, she took the challenge, and she's winning a lot.
Winning convincingly in a lot of cases. Yeah. I mean, winning in straight sets, not having to play a lot of three-set matches, which makes life easier for her.
Yeah.
Especially when she's playing the double set as well.
Yeah, so she, about her game, you know, the main conversation was she's a tall player, so we're trying to make her to be more aggressive. She's a great fighter. She's always going to fight till the end, and even though she's tall and she's still fast and she can cover a lot of court, so she already has that. You know, we know that she can always go back to that.
Right.
And now we're trying to add some more speed to her game, you know, on the serve, looking for opportunities to come to the net, all of those things.
I mean, if you're a tall player, it is easier to get more velocity on your serve, isn't it?
True, yes. Yes.
And then also she could be an imposing threat at the net if she gets herself up there with those long limbs that she has.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I think you and Jeff Ray have two of the toughest coaching jobs on campus because you both have to coach two teams, a men's team and a women's team. Mm-hmm. Of course, Jeff coaches the golf team, the two golf teams here, and they're also having a lot of success. Mm-hmm. So with that in mind, let's switch over to the men. Mm-hmm. And where do you see the men's program at right now? And it seems like they're off to a pretty good start as well. They took two out of three against those Gulf South Conference schools that you played last week, and that's no easy feat.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the men, you know, it's a different story with them this year. They are the more experienced team. We have four seniors that, you know, unfortunately, they won't be with us next year. that's how things go. And
there's good news and bad news, right, having seniors?
So, you know, and really with the men, the goal is to try to break the wall down that we've had I include myself in that because I was part of the team until 2 years ago.
Right.
Of, you know, not getting to the Sweet 16 at the end of the season, like, you know, having last two seasons, having literally having match points to get there. And it's the big, you know, the big goal for everyone. And I'm convinced with the team that we have and the work they're putting in, once they get past that mental barrier, we can go farther than that. But it's, you know, it's something they need to get past. And, you know, it's true the team is off to a good start. We've had a couple matches where, let's say, not everyone was fully focused on the match. And so that's why we've had a couple losses or tight wins that I feel like, you know, the aftertaste of the match was not ideal. And so, you know, that's the main conversation right now, just making sure everyone's ready. Nobody expects anything easy. Nobody steps on the court thinking something's going to be given to you. You're going to have to earn everything. And I think when everyone buys into that in doubles and singles, then we're a very dangerous team.
The guys are off to a 4-3 start, and one of those losses coming to fourth-ranked Washburn, and another loss coming to second-ranked West Florida. So mm-hmm. the two losses you have are against real quality opponents. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about one of the players that transferred into Midwestern State. That's Matthew Earl, who was a terrific doubles player at Washburn, right? Played for the Ichabods, and now here at Midwestern State. He and Germano have become quite the doubles pairing mm-hmm. for you. Mm-hmm. And then you're also playing him some at singles. What does he bring to Midwestern State?
Matthew, he's a great guy. He's a really cool guy just to talk to. Like, you know, he's very composed. Actually, we have quite a few similarities when I think about it. And great doubles player. I mean, he was and he still is. He did have a bit of a rough time last fall after we came back from Nationals. He had a couple injuries and, you know, going through some stuff. And he had a slow start in the spring, but now he's doing much better. I mean, it's true he's not winning all the matches, but he has stepped up his game for sure. In doubles, he brings a lot of confidence, not just to him and Germano, but across the team, and players are learning from him as well. And yeah, his singles game is also improving. He's working on stuff on his own on the court, working on his game, working on patterns that you can see in matches, which is good. Like, you know, practice something and then see it on the court is not easy to do under pressure. So yeah, I mean, he is just brings a lot of experience and also brings a little bit of English to the team. we don't have a lot of that.
That's funny. You're playing him with Germano in doubles. They're 6-1. Mm-hmm. How do their games complement one another?
It's, you know, Germano has become a more aggressive player, which he's grown a lot. When he first came, it was also my first year
right?
at Western.
He was a teammate of yours.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Now you're coaching
and doubles,
him.
And doubles partner as
and
well.
You played with him in doubles, right?
And it didn't go well. But, it's...
It had to be Germano's fault.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's the good thing about playing doubles is you can always blame your partner.
Yeah. He's grown a lot. He still is a very solid player, very physical player. He won't hit a lot of winners, but he is always on the ball, like, making you play one more ball, and he has become more aggressive. So he can do that, and now he can also go after his opponents more. So that on the doubles court is going to help you also, you know. And doubles, it's great to make balls, obviously, but you need to be a bit aggressive,
right?
Especially against good teams. And he's doing that. I mean, he hits a great return, so that helps Matthew take the net after that first shot. If they're both serving with good first serve percentage, they're really good players at the net, both of them. And yeah, just his ability to be more aggressive from the baseline when the rally starts happening, he gives Matthew a lot of freedom to move at the net.
It's playing good doubles. Can that make you a better singles player?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, it goes both ways. You can learn things from doubles to help you in singles, and obviously singles to help in doubles. Like in doubles, the return of serve is key. Sometimes in singles, you just think of like, oh, let's put the ball in and let's play. In doubles, if you do that,
you're in trouble.
You're lost. You know, like we said, first serve percentage against good teams, close matches. Whoever hits more first serves is going to win. And yeah, whoever's more aggressive. And all of those three things are important in singles as well, especially now that the sport has become faster and more physical. It's great to, you know, be on the court and be able to stay in long rallies and defend and all that. But if you can take the initiative, especially in some of these fast courts that we play on, it's going to give you an advantage.
It is going to give you an advantage. It is amazing how long some of these rallies are when you go out to a duel here at MSU Tennis Center or anywhere, how physical these matches are, because there's a lot of long rallies in these matches.
Yeah. It's part of the game, and it's a conversation really with both teams. You know, you don't give anything for free. If you can play offense, you play offense. If you find yourself having to stay in the rally and be strong and defending the corners, you're going to have to do that and look for your chance. And we work a lot on that. Obviously, the teams keep working in the weight room, getting stronger, getting ready for that. We spend now in the season not so much because of the matches that we're playing, but getting ready also, like, you know, getting some running done and, you know, even, you know, just on the court of the court, because it's especially now when the heat begins and you start getting into.
And it's coming.
Yeah. It's coming. You need to be able to stay in long rallies and learn to play tired. You know, and so that's something. Also,
well, we certainly saw that with the women, because I had the chance to go with them to Florida last year when they played in the national tournament. It's going to be hot and humid there, and you've got to be physically fit. And I know that there's a big emphasis on that with the tennis team, really with all of our athletic programs.
Yeah. So it's a big difference for sure. Like, you know, now in February we played a few matches indoors when we went to Nebraska and Kansas, and then towards the end of the season, you know, if you keep moving forward and make it to the postseason and Sweet 16 and you go to, you know, one of these sea level locations, it's like a different sport almost. Rallies are much longer, the ball comes a lot slower, so it becomes more they're both physical, it's just different, you know.
I think it was at least one match that was 3 hours when you were playing indoors. I think one of the
for the girls for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I think one of the ladies played was at least close to a 3 hour match.
Yeah, I mean the match was the whole. I think it was like around 4 hours. Celine didn't get to finish. She was up in the third set. She didn't get to finish. And yeah, I mean I'm sure the last match was around 3 hours. Celine would have been even longer. But yeah.
You know, I could talk tennis with you all day. I appreciate you coming in. We're gonna keep in touch with you. Conference campaign is coming up, and just before you came in, you brought some breaking news. The match scheduled for this weekend has been postponed, so you'll try to make a trip to Durant to play Southeastern later on this year.
Yes, we will.
All right. We appreciate you doing the podcast. It's good to see you. Continued success to the program.
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Luis Diaz joining us here on the Stain Gang podcast, talking about Midwestern State Tennis. Thanks for joining us. Tell your friends about the podcast and follow the Midwestern State Tennis team at MSUMustangs.com. I'm Pete Stein. So long.